You are listening to the Standards Desk of News from The Standard Show, the podcast that brings you the stories behind the standards with Matthew Childs and Cindy Parakill.
There's no Hey Cindy Parakill this time. It's just me, Matthew Childs, flying solo. And it's time for the Standards Desk of News. Yes, this is the Standards Desk of News, news about standards and standards in the news. And this time we are covering stories from July 2025. And we start with Indian hospitals benefit from ISO 7101. Two Indian hospitals have reported major improvements in care quality, safety and efficiency after piloting ISO 7101, the first international standard for healthcare quality management. The pilot, led by BSI and supported by a national accreditation consortium, involved a 500-bed hospital in the city of Chennai and a 110-bed hospital in the city of Tirunelveli. Since implementation began in mid-2024, the Chennai hospital has achieved reduced readmission rates, improved emergency preparedness, and consistently high patient satisfaction. It also strengthened compliance in infection control, biomedical waste management and laboratory safety. And the Tirunelveli facility saw significant reductions in hospital-acquired infections and medication errors, alongside improved employee satisfaction and faster turnaround for critical services. ISO 7101 replaces rigid compliance models with a performance-driven approach grounded in continuous improvement. Through leadership engagement, clear quality targets, and staff development, the standard is helping hospitals deliver safer, more reliable care, setting a new benchmark for healthcare. African nations unite to harmonize standards. African countries met in Zanzibar for the 31st General Assembly of the African Organization for Standardization. The goal? To speed up fair and efficient trade across Africa by adopting common product and service standards. The meeting focused on how shared standards can reduce trade barriers, improve product quality, and help businesses compete across borders. It also supported the African Continental Free Trade Area Plan, and the Gambia officially joined as a new member. Delegates from over 20 countries took part in the working sessions and elections, and the event showed strong support for using standardisation to build trust, improve safety and boost economic growth across the continent. Nominations open for Standards Plus Innovation Awards 2025. Nominations are now open for the 7th Standards Plus Innovation Awards by the European standards bodies CEN and CENELEC. The awards celebrate contributions to European standardisation in five categories: European Research Project, Individual Researcher or Innovator, Young Researcher, Technical Body Officer, and a new education category, recognising efforts to promote standardisation teaching. The awards highlight projects, individuals, and professionals who've made a significant impact on standardisation. The call for nominations closes on the 27th of August. Details of how to enter are in the show notes. Sticking with innovation, the Innovation Management Summit 2025 spotlights ISO 56001. Leaders in innovation, standards and industry will gather at the BSI Innovation Management Summit 2025 in October to explore the transformative impact of ISO 56001, the standard for innovation management. Building on BSI's Innovation Day 2024, this event offers expert talks, case studies, and interactive sessions focused on practical ISO 56001 implementation. Attendees will gain insights into innovation strategies, hear from industry pioneers, and explore public and private sector adoption of innovation standards. The summit also highlights tools for professionalizing innovation managers and scaling support services, alongside an overview of the UK's innovation support marketplace. For more information, follow the link in the show notes. BRICS Summit advances standardisation for sustainability. Standardisation bodies from BRICS countries met in Brasilia, led by Brazil's national standards body, ABNT, to enhance cooperation on key challenges in standardisation. Discussions took place on a wide range of sustainability issues, including carbon accounting, ESG practices, and the development and use of hydrogen technologies. ABNT President Mario Esper highlighted standardization's strategic role amid global economic uncertainty, emphasizing its contribution to trade, innovation, and sustainable development goals. And Maria Cristina Real from Brazil's Ministry of Foreign Affairs stressed the need for harmonized standards to overcome trade barriers and support economic development. And finally, have your say on net zero transition planning. The world's first internationally recognized standard for net zero transition planning for financial institutions, ISO 32212, is now open for public consultation. Developed by BSI and the ISO Sustainable Finance Committee, the standard targets banks, asset managers, pension funds, and other financial institutions. It aims to provide a credible, globally applicable framework to align financial institutions with climate goals, such as the Paris Agreement. BSI invites stakeholders worldwide, including regulators, policymakers, and NGOs, to review the draft and contribute feedback. So get involved and have your say now. Details of how to do so are in the show notes, as are the links to some of the other stories we have featured today. And a reminder that the show notes are also where you can find details of our socials and all the other ways to get in touch with us here on The Standard Show. For July 2025, that's The Standards Desk of News.
You have been listening to The Standards Desk of News from The Standard Show, the podcast that brings you the stories behind the standards.
You just heard a Stripped Media production.